As I say, we've kind of got this situation where AstraZeneca is a little bit more plentiful here in Australia, but a lot of people are holding out hope for the Pfizer vaccine. When it comes to this other vaccine, Moderna, how does it kind of compare to the Pfizer?
Well, the two are very similar overall. They're both mRNA vaccines, which is the newest vaccine technology that really has come to the fore in this pandemic. They have some smaller technical differences in the detail, but overall they use the same principle, and they have shown very similar performance in terms of protecting people and extremely low incidence of severe side effects.
Now, as I say, I went out myself and got the AstraZeneca jab. I didn't want to hold out hope for the Pfizer vaccine. But if we were to compare, again, the effectiveness and the safety of the AstraZeneca vaccine, I guess the concerns that people have around safety and effectiveness against the Moderna vaccine, how do those two compare?
Look, I also have been vaccinated with AstraZeneca because I'm in the recommended age group. And the bottom line, I think, is that people should get vaccinated and they should take the advice of the health authorities and their doctor. Fundamentally, there isn't a lot of difference between all the available vaccines on, you know, in terms of how we can help deal with this pandemic and how we can protect ourselves. I think the real-world data on both Moderna and Pfizer are very similar. They're both very highly effective. And I think it's also fair to say that the AstraZeneca vaccine even has performed better in real-world scenarios than it was initially suggested by the initially published trial results.
Well, given...
So it's all good news, really.
Mm-hmm. Given those kind of results that you mentioned there, why is it we haven't invested in Moderna until now?
Well, this really a question to the government and the arrangements that they have been able or were interested in making in terms of purchasing vaccines. But the bottom line is Pfizer and Moderna are extremely comparable. So having supply of both of them is a good thing.
What about the actual manufacture of vaccines here on Australian shores?
Well, there's also a lot of movement on that now. The government has put out an approach to market, and that closed last month. And I believe they're currently going through the various submissions that they have received. And they seem to be quite intent on establishing this with commercial partners here in Australia. But this is not something that will help us with vaccinating the Australian population this year. It's a somewhat more longer term prospect.
Do you think this delivery, I mean, obviously it is, a delivery of more vaccines is going to see a higher rate of vaccinations, at least you would certainly hope so. But do you think specifically ordering in the Moderna vaccine and the reputation that is surrounding the different vaccines at the moment, do you think this will help encourage more people to get vaccinated?
I hope so. And I think so. I mean, certainly the mRNA vaccines have a very good reputation, and that in some way might be reassuring to people. But really, I just want to emphasize that there isn't really a bad vaccine on offer in Australia. And you should be able to get vaccinated with any of those vaccines and have protection and help the community battle this pandemic.
So no key concerns you would certainly bring up in regards to those who might still be currently abstaining from vaccination?
No, I mean, I would encourage anyone who has concerns to, consider getting information about this from a reputable source. But the bottom line is that any side effects with any of the vaccines are very rare. And the doctors have also gotten much better at spotting these rare events and treating them. So it really is, in terms of statistics and so on, it's an extremely low risk that anyone on an individual level would take getting vaccinated. And, the change in advice as to you know, which vaccine or at what point or at what age to take it, that's because, you know, public health officials are weighing the risk of extremely rare side effects against the risks from the actual disease. And so if you live in a country that has no active virus, of course, there is no risk from that for you. So the advice shifts in terms of the side effects of the vaccine. But if you live in an area where the virus is active, then you know the real risk of from the virus and the disease dwarfs any rare side effect risk from the vaccines. And so that's why the advice is changing.
Well, Thomas, thank you very much. I do appreciate you joining us on this one this morning. Obviously, incredibly important at the moment.
Well, thank you very much for having me.